They called him a Negro. They classed him as a Negro. They knew he was white.
Yeah.
But they classed him as a Negro. I never heard one call him a Negro.
Yeah.
And I never heard one call this boy or that a Negro.
Yeah.
But they classed him as Negro.
Yeah.
That's the way they done, I guess. They knew he was white. Now they tell me long in a freedom time. That's something I don't know nothing about, and you all know what you hear.
Yeah.
This boy, old granddaddy, his daddy's daddy, and his mother come here when they were called freeing the Negro. And finally, the old man, he made this his home. And he stayed here until he died. And then that's when his wife got these children. I guess because that they was trying to help free them or something, they ignored them. You see, after the thing was over, he still stayed here. And his wife ignored him. But when he died, well, that's when she commenced to get these colored children.
Yeah.
And his daughter got one.
There were a lot of different people here then, weren't there?
That's right. That's right. A lot of different people here.
What about white people that didn't own a lot of land or didn't have any money or were sorry, you know, what do they call people like that?
They were still white, but they were poor. You'd call them most a poor pick, that's what you call them. And you know today, you want to make one mad, you somebody call them a pick. And they call them rednecks and picks.
Yeah.
Now there used to be a whole lot more of that in Mississippi than you here. Them kind of poor people. And right for the last 20, I'll say the last 30 years, the majority of the people are white here, come from Mississippi and different parts of the country.
Yeah.
The majority of them. Now somebody like Mr. he's raised here. But all of these business places here now, he ain't the white man here, and they, because they don't have money, they have money here.
Yeah.
But the majority of these people that got any kind of business at all, they come from other places, they didn't come here.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, the majority of the people.
You ever go up into Mississippi much?
Not now, but I used to go there plenty.
What for? Would y'all?
Okay.
What'd you go up there for? Did you?
Visiting different people, a church or something like that. If I had any kind of business, I turned to like a. Last year when I was crushing coal, I had to go Mississippi to have some of that crush.
Yeah.
We go to the gin up there, something like that. I visited people I knew up there.
You know, I hear there's not a mill around here for a long way.
A mill?
Yeah, a mill or a grist mill. There's not a grist mill in the country anymore.
Well, one. There's one out here on this Liberty Road after you leave Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be everywhere here.
Yeah.
But it's one up there now. I mean, August 1. That's the only one I know was in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one in San Helena over there. And here one while back, you just saw me, and you can hear them everywhere here. But you don't hear many of them here now. No. You don't hear none. It's good to get any years around here when he's cutting his timber. But people got to the place, they chuck it away from here now. The ground dollar mill, they don't have them like they used to here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every old man could give him a scope of timber. He moved a little ground dog there, and that's where he cut his lumber and chucked it away. But there's no more of that no more.
Yeah.
They don't buy the timber and chuck the timber away. It's a big meal.
Now, you cleared your land up. Did you have to get the stumps out and everything?
Well, them mostly rotted when I bought this place. It was thick, as I tell you, almost as down through yonder. But it wasn't that much of big stuff on it. I cut the biggest stuff and got lumber out and built this house.